League of Nations. Okay, hopefully you remember one of Woodrow Wilson's ideas at the Treaty of Versailles Conference was to set up a League of Nations. And although America didn't join the League of Nations, his idea was put into practice, and we're going to explore that as our next unit. So, the League of Nations had four main aims. First one, to settle disputes and effectively stop aggression from other nations. Secondly, they tried to encourage countries to trade and cooperate with each other through business. Thirdly, they encouraged countries to disarm. And fourthly, they wanted countries to improve the living and working conditions of people all over the world. So those are our four aims for the League of Nations. And there's a fairly handy memory aid I can help you with here, which is SIDE, S-I-D-E. S, stop wars. I stands for improve people's lives. D stands for disarmament. And E stands for encourage trade. So that's SIDE, S-I-D-E. In its pursuit of these aims, the League of Nations had three main powers. The first power was its weakest in a sense. It was moral condemnation. This was a declaration that one country was the aggressor and should stop its course of action. This was collective security, everyone working together to agree who was in the right and who was in the wrong. Fundamental principle of the League of Nations. The second power of the League was to use economic sanctions, trade sanctions. So the League of Nations countries would decide who was in the wrong and then stop trading with them, perhaps all goods or perhaps specific goods they thought would damage the economy of the aggressive country. If that didn't work, then there was a third and final sanction, which was military force. They would send in an army. However, really important to know here, the League of Nations did not have its own army. They would have relied on the army of Britain, or France probably in particular, or any other member of the council to send their army in. And for reasons we'll come to later, that's actually quite an important weakness in the powers of the League of Nations. So those are the aims and powers of the League. Next up, we're going to look at the structure of the League.